Passengers were stranded Thursday on a ferry tied up in Angoon for 7 hours after it lost power. In that time, they were fed the galley's melting ice cream, a fatal dogfight ensued, and a seafood dinner donated by a local lodge ended up uneaten in the ship's freezer. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
The ferry had been stuck in Angoon with 52 passengers aboard for nearly 6 hours. That's when one of them, Kathleen Dean Moore, left KTOO's newsroom this voicemail.
I am on board the Lekanti, the ferry that is in dock in Angoon. It has lost electrical power. It is unable to open the gate that would let the people from Angoon go home.
The ferry's primary generator failed, and the stern door was unable to open.
And the people in Angoon were beside themselves because their friends were waving and beckoning, and they weren't able to get off the ferry. They weren't able to get off the ferry for hours and hours and hours.
It didn't help that it was also one of the hottest days of the year.
Things got bad on board because without electricity, the toilets didn't flush, and so the toilets were filling up nasty stuff.
Ferry officials confirmed that the Lekanti was without power for about 7 hours.
It was an unprecedented and difficult situation without any power.
Orlando is the spokeswoman for the state's ferry system.
The cooling systems on board for the food and water systems were not working. So what the crew did is they first gave away all the ice cream because that was going to melt, made sure there were liquids available. They passed out sandwiches and food.
People brought pets up from the car deck. By this time, Moore recalled, tempers were frayed, and one person's two dogs began fighting.
It was very difficult for people to take care of their dogs. As you can imagine, it was really sweltering hot, and people were going down and trying to keep them from suffering. But one dog seriously bit another dog, and the little dog died on deck.
The State Department of Transportation had a technician flown in from Juneau. Mark Powers was waiting for a grocery delivery and offered his boat to help.
We got the mechanic aboard with the skiff. They were able to open the side door, but they couldn't open the stern doors of the ship.
On board, Powers said he saw how desperate things were getting. The captain and crew had their hands full. He co-owns the Whaler's Cove Lodge with his wife and figured they could help.
I called over to him and offered to get everybody fed. We didn't really know it till about that time that they didn't have any electricity to the galley, so they were down to, I think, just bread and a couple cases of bottled water.
The lodge's staff sprang into action.
We pulled a bunch of crab out of our crab tanks and cooked them up and did some hotel pans and took them all over there.
By this time, repairs to the generator were complete and the power was back on. The doors were opened and Angoon passengers were off the ship. But there were still about 30 passengers bound for Juneau. Kathleen Moore recalls citing the dinner boat.
We were all excited because we saw that the lodge there was bringing over a skiff that was filled with a feast, and it had crab and I think it was salad, I don't know it, but big trays of this food. And we thought, hooray, they're going to feed us and treat us well. They brought that food on board and it disappeared and we never saw it. So what we had to eat was a sandwich. Oh yeah, and a scoop of ice cream.
Ferry spokeswoman Orlando confirmed the crab dinner was never served.
The crab came aboard right when the power came back on, and so the crew was working on getting passengers off in Angoon and then getting underway to get back to Juneau. So it was late at night, and they put the crab in the freezer so that they could run the boat and get the operations going.
She added the captain had decided that if the generator couldn't be restarted before dark, he'd risk putting passengers on lifeboats. They wouldn't spend the night aboard the disabled ferry. Mechanical failures aboard the ferries are not uncommon. Lando said there are a number of reasons, the aging fleet, plus a $29 million cut in state funding over the past 5 years. The Lekanti eventually arrived in Juneau at 4:15 in the morning, 8 hours late. At 10 a.m., it was back in service on a run to Haines and Skagway. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.